What's up, guys? Today's quick video is titled I am finally vindicated in my year plus long time of exposing Austin Hallman as a scammer slash grifter. He really is. As you guys can see here, Austin Hallman made a post just a couple of hours ago clearly saying he's going to be releasing a dating course for you guys. So Austin Hallman is getting flamed in the comment section. As you guys can see, just about everybody here in the comment section is anti Austin Hallman. They're all calling him out as a desperate, as a grifter. One person here is saying, so you were a grifter this entire time and using traveling as a ploy, laughing my ass off. This is insane. As you guys know, I've said this before and I've said it again, Austin Hallman is either a CIA plant or he is being sponsored by a Hollywood production company to cause either corruption in the black community, or he is just another grifter slash scammer to make money. If you guys remember, there was this one white girl by the name of All In With Ari. I'm gonna look her up right now. All In With Ari. Okay, so All In, this is the girl over here. She deleted her channel, All In With Ari. So for those of you guys who don't know, All In With Ari was this girl over here, a pretty looking white girl, living in Santa Monica. And, you know, her first video, she made 1 million views. She claimed to be, homeless and that, she was beat up by her boyfriend and now she's living in a car. She got upwards of $100,000 in money. So what happened, guys, is that eventually she was found out to be a scammer. Turned out that all her stories are fake. Her boyfriend was a Hollywood producer who was helping her get big on YouTube. Because you guys need to understand, at the end of the day, YouTube just isn't AI. There are real people out there who work for YouTube who will push somebody like All In With Ari to be go from literally having her first video to making millions of people, having a million of views, okay? And at the same time, they can take a channel like mine that was growing at hundreds of different people a day signing up to pretty much making my channel so irrelevant that really nobody's watching my own channel. So I'm just gonna show you a little bit really quick, guys, about my channel. It's honestly not going anywhere. As you guys can see, I'm only making like $18 off of YouTube. You know, that $18 is only for the past 28 days. That's not $18 this day or this week. No, this is $18 for 28 days. 2,676 subscribers. I'm only getting 46 new subscribers, which, believe it or not, is actually something that is uncommon. And that's because I was going hard on exposing Austin Hallman. As you guys can see, my past several videos, I was exposing Austin Hallman. So a lot of people out there, they came out, they supported me. They, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, Amar, you jealous of the black man? You jealous Austin living his best life? And all the proofs I gave him, especially with Austin Hallman making an ass of himself on live streams, a lot of these people were like, yo, Amar, you're actually right, man. And you guys subbed to me. This video over here, guys, Passport Bro, Austin Hallman is a plan to destroy the black, to destroy black men. This was the only video that Austin Hallman had removed, okay? As we all know, Austin Hallman and his team, they love negative attention, because any like the old saying says, any attention is good attention, okay? So all these videos I was making about Austin Hallman, even though they're negative videos, they were actually causing him to get attention. And that to him was a good thing. But this video over here where I exposed him as a CIA plant to destroy black men, That video, Austin had that video removed because I was saying the truth about him. And like I said, guys, at the end of the day, guys, Austin Hallman is a plant, okay? He's no different than this girl over here, okay? He's no different than All In with Ari. He's no different than any of the scammers out there, like Andrew Tate. You guys have to understand, when somebody goes from zero to hero, especially if they got this type of money, I mean, think about it, guys. Austin Hallman was living with his mama, cutting hair for, like, what, $2.99 in Texas, and all of a sudden, you know, he's traveling the world, you know, spending tens of thousands of dollars a month traveling. This isn't something that you do simply by YouTube ad money. Now, granted, Austin Hallman, he scammed the PPP loan program. You know, maybe I'm gonna show you guys right here. I'm gonna show you directly from the government. Okay, so this is the government website over here, pandemic oversight. Okay, this is the government website, c.gov, and with this you can search anybody's name to see if they actually borrowed money from the government during the pandemic. Okay, so we're going to type in Austin Hallman. Okay. I'll give it a second. Come on. Oh, there we go. So Austin Hallman, Dallas, Texas. We know it's him over here. Both of them are identical. I already looked at this before. So as you guys can see, Austin Hallman took out over $19,000 from us, the American taxpayers. The money was forgiven, meaning he doesn't have to pay that $19,000 back. Now, as we all know, Austin, after taking out this money, he ended up going overseas, living his so-called best life. I don't know why this thing doesn't scroll down. Maybe, oh, there it is, scrolling down. So as you guys can see, Austin Hallman, his whole thing of, oh, I was making $100K a year as a barber, it was all lies. He was just saying that so he can scam the American taxpayer. For those of you that don't know, PPP stands for Payment Protection Plan. That's when the U.S. government was saying, all right, if any of you guys are really struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic, we're going to give you money. And if you're really, really struggling, we're going to forgive that loan to you. Austin Hallman took advantage of that money. So as you guys can see, all this stuff like payroll, utilities, mortgage, you know, all this stuff over here, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's all fake, but he is a self-employed individual, dudes. It's like, no, the average salary for a barber is $33,000. A year, okay? That's the average salary for a barber, okay? And Austin Hallman, he was just starting out to cut hair, so ain't no way Austin Hallman was making $100K a year. And again, self-employed individual guy, he took out two loans, so just like he played you guys, he played the system. So I just wanted to show you guys that Austin Hallman indeed took out $19,000 from us, the American taxpayer. And the date is, we saw the date already. Where is the date? It was, oh, there it is. This was approved on the 22nd of February. So pretty much in March, Austin Hallman got this money forgiven. And then, as we all know, a couple of months later, he was like traveling all over Latin America and Asia. So it's obvious that the money that he got from here, that was his money to start out his Passport Fool channel, and obviously he did not use that on the business. So yes, Austin Hallman did scam the American taxpayer, and again, he is scamming you guys out here, just like All In with Aria. Guys, I cannot stress this enough, dudes. As somebody who's approached by the CIA as far back as 2006, as somebody who's actually out in Hollywood, I can tell you with absolute certainty that YouTube indeed is a CIA psyop. You guys need to understand, Google is the CIA. Google is nothing more than the CIA masquerading as a private company. You guys out there need to understand that, okay? All these major companies out there, social media companies in particular, they're all CIA. I don't care if it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, all these social media companies out there, it's all CIA, guys, okay? So the CIA, they can run psyops out there. For those of you who don't know, psyops is psychological operations, kind of like how to fuck people over, cause confusion and chaos, okay? Also, at the same time, guys, you need to understand that people with connection to Hollywood, there's a reason why Hollywood movies are no longer good anymore, and that's by design. You see, YouTube is far more effective, far more quicker, far more cheaper to get the message out and make money compared to Hollywood. It takes 3 years for a movie to go from screen to the movie theaters, hundreds of millions of dollars, and there's no guarantee the right people are gonna see it. So with YouTube, you can literally have a scammer like Austin Hallman scamming you in real time. Obviously, it's not gonna cost hundreds of millions of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to have Austin Hallman do a live stream for a few hours. And they, at the same time, they can show this scammer to millions of people. Like All In with Ari, guys. Again, perfect example. Her first video, 1 million views on her first video. How did that happen? Again, a Hollywood production company worked in tandem with YouTube to scam people. Again, this girl made off with over $100,000. She probably made off with more than that, but the truth of the matter is this girl made $100,000. When I last looked at her, she was making $100,000, and as you guys can see, even up to a year ago, people are still talking about her. Again, guys, this girl, it turns out that she abused her children. She was a criminal, but people fell for her because look at her. She's cute. She's funny. So a lot of people fell for her because they're like, oh, she's honest. You know, she looks so cute. She looks so innocent. So that's why a lot of people give her money. It's the same thing with Austin Hallman, dude. It's really the same thing with Austin Hallman. You know, a lot of you guys looked at Austin Hallman and you're like, oh, look, he's so adorable. He's so innocent. There is no way this guy can scam us. But yeah, that's exactly what he did, guys. He scammed you. And again, look at it. Look. He's gonna give you a dating course, okay? It's like, what are you gonna do with a dating course overseas? Are you gonna run up on some Spanish girl and who doesn't know a word in English and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? You know, dating courses overseas are meaningless, especially when you don't even know the goddamn language. But yet, again, guys, this is Austin Hallman. It's authentic Austin Hallman, you know. You know, this is not a picture. This is authentic Austin Hallman. And I'm going to show you again the comment section. Now, one of the things about the comment section, guys, is that one of the things that these CIA assets / sponsored actors is that they always have people supporting them, okay? See this? User, whatever, right? No picture, no nothing. People hating on a young black man trying to live good. Should be ashamed of yourselves. take the heat out your heart fast. The guy is openly scamming his audience. This is a guy who paid for prostitutes, turned around and said, oh yeah, that's my girlfriend, that's the future mother of my children. And yeah, how is this guy, you know, his life, you know, Austin Hallman is pretty much the black male version of All In with Ari. Really, that's what he is, you know. Austin Hallman and the people who supported him, they probably made several hundreds of thousands of dollars. You guys need to understand, All In with Ari, she's no longer on YouTube. She already made a few money, okay? Austin Hallman can delete his channel tomorrow morning, and guess what? He already made his money. It's just that in the process, a lot of black men and even non-black men died, drugged, and got robbed throughout Latin America because Austin was telling them, oh yeah bro, the minute you hop off that plane in Medellin is Disneyland, all these women are for sale, you know, they're gonna love you because you're an exotic black man. And this is how we ended up having passport fools getting murdered, robbed, and scopamined, drugged. So again, guys, look at all these people. Not all these people, but this is one of the things you guys need to understand about sponsored people like Austin Hallman. They have these fake accounts who are always talking good about them, who are always attacking other people for not saying, oh, how great Austin Hallman is. Again, guys, look in front of you. This guy over here, obviously, okay, for ninjas that hating, let's clarify. Obviously, this guy is defending Austin Hallman. The person down here, people hitting on a young man, young black man. Again, these are all from their handler's side, whose job is to spread good things about them. There's another grifter here. I'm going to go hard as a motherfucker on him by the name of Hamza. I'm going to show you, okay? So this guy turned out to be a fraud, okay? This guy turned out to be a fraud. And if you go to any of his videos, I want you to see something, right, guys? See? He's being called out by people. See? It was, you know, if you watch Hamza, his videos would get several hundred thousand views. Now they're getting under 100,000. And he's being called out by his viewers as, like, this is unreal, you know, the average person can't do what you can do. Now, of course, Hamza always has, you know, these people who are like, oh, Hamza, your information is really valuable, amazing video, look at this, guys, okay? Amazing video, bro. I hope that I could be like you one day. Last few months, I'm doing drop shipping, and now last month, I made over $20,000 for the first time. I just use products from Winnerzilla on a weekly basis, and it only takes me 30 minutes per day to manage everything. It's a blessing, honestly, and I have never been happier in my life. Yeah, right. Again, you guys need to understand, man, when you get these people out there who come out from nowhere and all of a sudden they're all over the internet, this is a psyop, dudes. Either it's a CIA directly involved with them, or they are working with a Hollywood production company. Again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Google is a CIA company. Google is the CIA, okay? They can take somebody like Austin Hallman, somebody like All In with Ari, and literally turn them into gods overnight. And then they can take people like me who have good channels, channels that are skyrocketing organically, and boom, they'll delete our channel. And if we start again, they're gonna make us so censored that we're not going anywhere, okay, guys? So, best thing for you guys to do out there watching this video, guys, is show this video over to your friends, over to other people out there who are wondering, you know, what's wrong with all these scammers? Because all of a sudden, we're now hearing of, you know, Fresh getting a girl pregnant. All of a sudden, we're hearing about Hamza being a scammer. We're hearing about all these, you know, people who were supposed to be on our side, and now we're learning that they're all scammers and what have you. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. These guys are being sponsored. Either they're being sponsored by the CIA, or either they're working with a Hollywood production company. Again, guys, I know I'm repeating myself, but you guys out there gotta understand this, and understand this really good, dudes, okay? You gotta understand this really good, man. A lot of these people who make it big, like, you know, there's one guy, Sneeko is definitely a CIA asset. But there's another guy, what's his name? Adnan. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. He usually comes out with, he usually comes out with Andrew Tate. They say he's like mini Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate. Aiden Ross, yes. Yeah, Aiden Ross, guys, that's another CIA operative right there. Yeah, man. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want everybody here watching this video to understand this point, okay? When you see these people living their best life, traveling all over the world, look at this, guys, look at this. I'm better off without alcohol. It's like, come on, man. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. This is a person who sold his soul. Look at his eyes, guys. Look at him. He sold his soul. Look at this, dudes. He's making a video while eating. It's like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. You guys really think this dude is authentic? Again, yeah, Austin Hallman, a lot like All In with Ari. Yeah, sure, they're small, they're petite, you know, they look like they're innocent. But this is what you guys need to understand, man. Like, CIA and Hollywood production companies, they want you guys to have somebody who's believable. They want you guys to quickly fall in love or believe a person, okay? A lot of these woman channels out there, guys, they have a production company behind them, okay? Have you guys heard of the Filipina P? Now, I'm not gonna go as far and accuse Filipina P of being a government asset or anything like that, but dudes, this is not organic, bro. They are being sponsored by a production company, guys. When you guys go and watch a movie, let's say you watch a movie where fucking, I don't know, Tom Cruise is, you know, CIA asset, and he's jumping all over buildings. Do any of you guys out there genuinely believe that Tom Cruise is like a CIA top secret assassin? Or no, you don't. No, of course you don't, okay? Because you know it's a movie, you know? But when you guys come to watching Filipina P, All In with Ari, Austin Hallman, you guys genuinely believe what you see is life, real life. No, dudes. No, these are actors who are being sponsored. That's what they are. I mean, think about it, guys. I mean, do you guys really think that a 23-year-old kid living with his mama and cutting hair for $2.99, do you really think that Austin Hallman can be living all over the world for about 3 years, traveling for 3 years straight, going to multiple cities every month, eating out every day, spending at least $15,000-$20,000 a month? Do you guys really think that this is money that he can just have lying around. You know, granted, he took $19,000 from the from us American taxpayer. You know, that type of money was good enough for him to like live 2, maybe 3 months overseas. But as you guys know, Austin Hallman was struggling with credit cards. Maybe he's maxing out his credit cards as well. This is why he's probably getting this desperate. Whatever the case, guys, is you guys need to understand, people like Austin Hallman, they usually have other people working with them. They have handlers. They have people in charge of them to either A, cause corruption, or B, simply scam people out of their money, okay? So that's my video for you guys for today. Like I said, dudes, I am vindicated. I've been blowing the whistle on Austin Hallman as a grifting scammer going on for about a year now. And again, a lot of you guys are like, oh, are you just upset at the black man? You jealous of the black man, of a young buck living his best life? No, dudes, I know. Listen, guys, I've been in Hollywood. I've been approached by the CIA. I know how this shit works. I was in the belly of the beast, okay, guys? So, yeah, Austin Hallman, again, he's either being handled by the CIA or he is being handled by a Hollywood production company, okay? For us to think that some 20-year-old kid who lived with his mama and cut hair for $2.99, for us to think that he just decided one day to like hop on a plane and travel the world for 3 years, no. Guys, a lot of 20-year-old kids out there, they still live with their mama, they still work minimum wage jobs, they have no idea where their life is going, and yet we're supposed to believe that Austin Hallman, when he was like 21 years old, you know, he was this mature man traveling the world, he's an elite traveler. Come on, man. So, anyway, guys, I'm very happy being known as the first person to expose Austin Hallman for who he really is. Just your typical grifter slash scammer. And in the same time, he did cause corruption. Again, all these passport fools who were drugged, robbed, and or murdered across Latin America, it was because Austin Hallman was telling them, oh yeah, bro, Medellin is Disneyland, all women are for sale in Latin America, they're gonna love you because black men are exotic overseas. So yeah, he caused corruption and he scammed you out of money. So, oh, one last thing, dudes. One last thing, okay? All you dusties who gave Austin Hallman tens of thousands of dollars, and, you know, this is only, I'm saying this only to the dusties out there. You guys know yourself, you know, the ones who gave this 21-year-old kid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why don't you send some of that money over to me? My Cash App is Open Taxi. That's OPENTAXI, Open Taxi. Let's see if I can write it for you. You know what? I'm just going to open a browser link over here. Okay, I'm going to write it over here. Open Taxi. Okay, guys? See, this is my Cash App, okay? So, again, all you dusties out there who gave Austin Hallman tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, hey, man, send some of that sweet, sweet money over to me, Open Taxi, and I'll write you, well, you can't write on Cash App for a reply, but I'll give you a heart icon if that makes you feel good about yourself. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.